Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
For the first time ever, the Copa America comes to the USA. For the first time, it leaves South America. The Copa America is 100 years old. It's about time it comes to the United States. 16 teams from North, South, and Central America competing in 10 U.S. cities. It's soccer's Western Hemisphere World Cup, and it's huge, even if you haven't heard of it. And if you have, you know it's the showcase for the football Americano style that sets the top teams in North and South America apart from the powerhouses of Europe and Asia. Roger Bennett, co-host of NBCSN's show Men in Blazers, joins us. He's also covering the Euros and Copa America for Vice Sports. Welcome back to The Takeaway. What, no Blazer?
Oh, shalom, John. It's good to be back.
What's the competition going on in Europe as I speak of the Copa America?
Oh, the European competition, the Euros, it is the best teams in Europe. They look at it as the World Cup with all the crap teams not invited. It's Spain, it's Germany. It's a particularly shockingly likable England team. It's all going down in France. It kicks off on Friday. It means every afternoon for the next couple of weeks, America will be exposed to elite football on an afternoon-by-afternoon basis. It's going to be an absolutely intoxicating mix. With this evening Copa thing going on, we've got a stealth summer of football, John.
All right. Well, what do you make of the Western Hemisphere's style and performance? They've certainly performed well in the World Cup, and their style is different from these alleged powerhouses in Europe.
The Western Hemisphere, you're talking about the South American and the North America. We got this bizarre tournament going on our shores. They're all over here. Argentina, Uruguay, a quasi-Brazil team. I think they've sent their fifth string, their sixth string to sully our shores. It's a tournament, a very odd tournament, the South American Championship. It's the 100th year. It's not really a real one. They played the real one last year. They play it every 4 years. It's really kind of an odd money grab. They've seen that Americans are suddenly awakening and are curious about the sport that they've loved forever.
We talk about this all the time.
And here they come. They're after our money. They're playing all over here. They've invited America to play along. We played Colombia on Friday night in our own little hearted way. And this tournament is a slow burn. It's been a very odd one. Last night, the Uruguayan team kicked off against Mexico in the University of Phoenix Stadium, and the organisers couldn't even get their national anthem right. They played the Chilean one. It was a great moment for American diplomacy.
I noticed that the US team has a zero in its division, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, it's not won. Played against Colombia. It's an odd time. We're still hungover from the heroics of the 2014 World Cup. It's a hangover that even a best bacon, cheese and egg, greasy sandwich can't seem to cure. It's a bit of a dark time. I was just in Iceland, where they have 325,000 people living on this volcanic island. That has 8 months of winter.
We've heard of Iceland, yes.
They have 300, it's as big as Honolulu. It's as big as Corpus Christi, Texas. And they've managed to work out how to rise from 131st in the world to number 23. It's all about spirit. It's about collective belief. These are all-star teams, and our all-star team is just not feeling it right now.
All right, and you're disparaging the entire hemisphere? Is that the case, Roger?
No. The hemisphere is phenomenal. This is just an odd tournament. It's like a money grab. They've come to America.
It's a demonstration tournament.
Can I just tell you, what is amazing, though, about the growth of the sport in this country is that Americans are now so discerning about soccer. In years, decades past, they would have flocked out to see this thing. Let's go and see the soccer ball. But now there's so many people in this country that know the difference between true football, great football that's worth shelling out $100, $150, $200, $250 to see, and kind of like a Xerox of a Xerox. And these stadia are quite empty at the moment. America is now a knowledgeable football country. It's progress.
Yes.
The empty stadiums are bizarrely progress.
But it's true. We're not talking about how America is going to reach some sort of tipping point. It's kind of already happened.
It has. If you're between the ages of 12 and 27, soccer is now the second favorite sport in America. If you're older than that, you think it's never going to happen, but you probably grew up playing stickball in Queens or Brooklyn.
I grew up playing stickball, not in Queens or Brooklyn,
yep.
And I do understand football/soccer. So, you know, put a sock in it, pal.
Oh, stickball, it'll come back. It's the sport of the future, John.
Roger Bennett, co-host of NBCSN's show Men in Blazers, covering the Euros and the Copa America for Vice Sports. Thank you.
John, thank you again.
Next time a blazer, please.